Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, this is Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss how to manage the transition from working full-time at a company to part-time. Mm. We'll start with an employee who wants to go from being full-time to part-time status this summer, but isn't sure when to ask management for the change. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to discuss how managers can respond to employees who want to go from full-time to part-time status.
Yeah, this is a really interesting topic because staff wanting to go part-time usually have good reasons for wanting to do so. And at the same time, the company may have numerous factors that they have to consider in terms of whether part-time status can work mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, what's our question?
I am planning to talk to my manager about the possibility of going from full-time to part-time in July when I will be turning 60. Currently, we have an additional full-time temp person to help with the project who will be leaving in June when it slows down again. I feel that we should keep the full-time temp person as this person would be better trained for when I retire in 5 years. We are quite busy right now, so me switching to part-time status might not be accepted as a good idea. Also, the temp person is looking for another job that's permanent, and if she leaves, I won't be able to go part-time. So my question is, when would be a good time to ask / propose this to my manager?
Yeah, it's a little complicated. It's a little
lots of factors.
Yeah, it's a little complicated because you're making some decisions or assumptions here. So I would start with talking to your coworker who's looking for another job, and letting that person know that this is your plan, and you'll don't take another job yet till I can talk to our boss. But when to do it? Normally, I would say wait until it's 3 months. Just in case it doesn't work. But in this case, I think the sooner the better.
I'm with you on that, Kathy.
Yeah, and that's not my normal response. But, yeah, so that's what I think you have to do.
So just to chime in, I feel like this person is trying to orchestrate a change that has numerous variables, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're planning to go to part-time, and also then there's this whole thing about staying for another 5 years.
Yeah.
So clearly you are well instated in this company. Mm-hmm. It sounds like that. And if you have a strong enough relationship with your boss, who I imagine you've known for some time in some regard, that's what I thought too, is just can't you begin this conversation and see this as a series of conversations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you'd have to really discuss together how can the company, could they finesse this change? Can you share your institutional wisdom and pare down your work week at the same time? Because usually people who've been there for a long time have that to offer. And is it the kind of culture that values loyalty? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking of a number of organizations we work with where when something happens, in one case it's, you know, a child getting sick, or another case it might be that you're pregnant, or maybe you're going through some major life change and you want to make an adjustment in your schedule. If the culture is one that is highly relational, then they'll certainly give you a lot of consideration.
Right. So we don't know that. We don't know what your relationship is like. But it sounds like you really are trying. You've got a big plan here. And the boss doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you're better off getting it all approved, you know, as a plan, and knowing that everybody's on board, because that way you can start training properly.
Right.
And, you know, if you have to be fluid with this, I mean, you don't know what the economy is going to be like. We don't really know. So,
there's
a lot of factors.
The temp person might not want to stay.
Well, that's the other thing I was thinking. You want to start by asking the temp person, would you want to stay if you could, if this could become permanent?
Right.
Right. because that needs to be part of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to so-and-so, and if you approve this, they're going to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you have some behind-the-scenes work to do. It's a legitimate plan, though. I mean,
yeah.
Many people want to go part-time, and they know when they want to retire. It's legitimate. And if you are very valued, why wouldn't they want to work with you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably would, unless they feel it's going to hurt morale. I don't know. I don't know what... have they ever done this before?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it just a small company? Whereas, you know, if this kind of thing can work, it's hard to really know. So let us know how this works out for you. But the sooner the better.
Yeah. And what I was going to say, the thing that I feel like I'm reading a little bit between the lines here is you may be afraid of bringing this up. And you somehow feel like you've got to figure everything out in order to be ready to propose it. And we're saying, no, if this is going to happen, it actually has to be a co-creation.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's
right. The sooner you do begin to ask the parties involved, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. And we don't even know how your manager feels about this other person you want
right.
to
mm-hmm.
stay on. I mean, maybe you do know. I don't know. But I would start working on this now.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's look at it from the manager's perspective. How do you respond if an employee wants to go from full-time to part-time? And managers are dealing with this, not just people that are aging out, but with young people only want to work part-time. And it could be childcare, it could be elder care, but it could also be they have another hobby or another gig,
mm-hmm.
something else they like to do, or maybe it's health-related.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be
Or go to school, go back to school.
Right. Yeah. There's many reasons. I've always envied and been very impressed with our clients that are very cool about this.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
always, they feel that if the employee is happy with their situation, they're going to work harder.
Right.
But I know many managers don't feel that way. They look at it from a business point of view, like what's right for the business, not what's right for the people. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where I think we have a division here. It's people that managers that see every decision as what's good for the company, and some managers see what's good for the people.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to know, you know, what company you're in. Of course, we like the managers. You know.
We like the ones who are willing to work it out.
Well, the ones that like people, that see people first.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a business, a very legitimate way of running a business, people first. If our people are happy, then our customers are happy.
Yeah.
And then we have a great morale system going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't see it that way...
well, and also your manager may not see it that way.
That's right.
Right. You may feel like you have your hands tied because though you'd like to do this,
it's not the culture.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if it's not the culture, then, and you would like it to be, if you can't implement it, then you may not want to stay there too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that the companies that do this, we see, last longer. They do better. Their employees really don't leave. If they do, they come back.
And how about the ones that say no when someone puts in that kind of request? Then does the employee get a little resentful?
I think it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if an employee feels that they can't have the life they want by working at a particular company, why would they stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came up just with a few questions that I just thought any manager might ask if someone were to make this kind of request. And I thought, first, is this person essential to your department?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, does their work matter? Not that anyone's work doesn't matter, but there are some who are more important than others. And then I thought, can this individual train others to do parts of their work? Like, are they capable of transferring some of their workload in an effective manner? Or are they willing to construct a work share, job share situation as well?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, do you have options in terms of filling the position or filling some of the roles that this person plays?
Mm-hmm.
So those were just a few questions that crossed my mind.
You know, there are certain companies that are very large and, you know, they're very big and they don't have this kind of flexibility. It doesn't mean
right.
that your manager doesn't
That's
want
right.
to support you. They just don't have this kind of flexibility. So you know, that's not personal. That's just the way it is.
I was going to say, if you know that this kind of arrangement or being able to have this kind of arrangement is important to you, that would be something to find out in the earlier stages, right?
Right.
While you're interviewing and qualifying the company.
Right. And you may qualify for a different job within that organization that is a part-time job rather than the one that you have. So there, so some companies just don't have that flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of companies grappling with working off-site right now.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the staff wants it, they're fighting for it, but the organization isn't there yet. And they may never be. Because they're too large, and that's just going to take a while to figure out how everybody works together virtually. Mm-hmm. Smaller companies, I think, have that figured out.
I think the other thing that's interesting is there are some managers who feel that literally your physical presence in the workspace, watching you do your work, is what guarantees your productivity. Mm. And for that kind of person who would be process-oriented as opposed to results-oriented, this would be a harder thing to see as potentially good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that some people take advantage of that. We've had clients who felt that, you know, they once called somebody who was supposed to be home working, and they found her in the supermarket, or she actually admitted she was in the supermarket. So, like, and they're picking up her kids. So so it depends. It really depends, I think. And I know as a business owner, I could be in the supermarket and still answering emails and still working. It doesn't really it shouldn't have any effect. But so we're still in a changing economy where that kind of flexibility is really changing, and not all organizations are there yet. But I think ultimately
they will be.
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah, it's where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, so that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, and you must, tweet us at SK2. Also, follow us, please, on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word, at 22828 My Crazy Office.
Also, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.